Listening Library presents Camp Scare by Delilah S. Dawson. Read for you by Cassandra Morris. This book is dedicated to every kid who's ever been told, "You're a bit much. Maybe you could listen a little more and talk a little less. You don't have to raise your hand to answer every question. Just be yourself and everybody will like you. Just ignore the bullies and they'll go away. You are not alone." 1. Finally, all of Parker Nelson's dreams were coming true. The 102 on today's math test hadn't been a surprise, but getting paired up with the Cassandra DeVecchio for the big language arts project and then invited to her house to work on it, that was a huge score. Parker didn't need any help with the project. She was the biggest poetry nerd in her class and already had ideas. But she had been trying to break into the popular clique since kindergarten. Okay, maybe that was an understatement. Parker had been trying to break into any friend group ever since people started declaring their besties and inviting each other to slumber parties. She'd lived in the same house, in the same town her entire life, gone to the same schools with the same kids, and yet it felt as if all of the friend groups had been established without her knowledge, as if there were no seats left in the musical chairs of friendship. Sure, she could get a little braggy about her grades, and had been told by several adults that she had a tendency to talk too much, too fast, mostly about herself, and not really give other kids a chance to say anything. And yes, she was proud to be a teacher's pet, and loved to spout weird facts whenever she could. But she thought she was, in general, a good person who would make a great friend, and she was trying harder to fit in. So far, she hadn't been able to crack the code. But she'd really been studying Cassandra and her crew and was starting to see where she'd been going wrong. After a trip to the outlet mall for new sneakers, and her first attempt at eyeliner after multiple YouTube tutorials, Parker felt as ready as she'd ever be. Her mom watched anxiously from the car as Parker hitched her backpack up on her shoulder. The cool kids never wore both straps. And walked up the curved stone sidewalk to Cassandra's house. Or maybe mansion would be a better word. The house was so tall and white that it was almost blinding. And Parker wondered what it would be like to pack up everything she owned and pull up to a house like this, as Cassandra must have last year when she moved here from Tennessee and was immediately absorbed into KJ Worthington's highly selective lunch table, forming a trio along with KJ's second-in-command, Olivia Blanchard. Giddy, her stomach full of butterflies, Parker rang the doorbell and glanced back at her mom, motioning for her to leave. Her mom gave her a thumbs up, pointed at her cell phone, waved, and backed out of the driveway right as the big stained glass door opened to reveal the third most popular girl in 7th grade. Cassandra stood there looking a little uncertain, which was unusual for her. She had long, straight black hair and honey gold eyes, and everything about her was pretty much perfect. Her style was careless, a big sweatshirt and ragged jean shorts, like everybody wore, but somehow, on her, it looked effortless and cool. "Oh," Cassandra said, looking Parker up and down. "You look cute." The hour Parker had spent with the straightening iron and her mom's makeup drawer must have worked to get a compliment like that. She was smiling so hard that her face hurt. Her sweatshirt was almost exactly the same as the one Cassandra wore, which had to be a sign. "Thanks. I love your house." "Come on in. You can leave your shoes here. My room's upstairs." Cassandra's house was decorated like something from a magazine or a movie. Like someone had professionally tossed blankets around and karate-chopped pillows right before Parker walked in. She left her shoes at the door and followed Cassandra's swinging ponytail, glad that she could ogle the house as much as she wanted behind Cassandra's back. On the way up the perfectly white stairs, she longed to pause and study all the framed black and white pics of Cassandra and her older sister, starting from when they were super tiny. It was a big surprise, learning that even Cassandra DeVecchio had had an awkward phase that involved chipmunk cheeks, braces, glasses, and horrible bangs. When they reached Cassandra's room, Parker was again in awe. It was like the dressing room of a really fancy store, right down to the pink couch with furry white pillows. Parker tossed down her backpack and flopped onto the couch, grinning. "So, I was thinking we could do iambic pentameter," she started. "Like one of Shakespeare's poems, but..." "Yeah, sure," Cassandra agreed, eyes glued to her phone. "But hey, I forgot. My mom ordered this gourmet ice cream. Want to go downstairs and get some?" Parker's jaw nearly dropped. Gourmet ice cream at Cassandra DeVecchio's house? She wanted to pinch herself, but knew that sort of thing just made girls like Cassandra roll their eyes. "Sure," she said, hopping up off the couch. "Ice cream is always good. I had gelato once, and that was good too, but it came with this really tiny spoon, which was weird. And there were no chunks, so I probably like ice cream better because human beings are wired to enjoy digging up chunks. It's this anthropology thing." "Oh, totally. Come on." Cassandra smiled and nodded, but she seemed almost nervous. Not like Parker's brand of loud, nervous energy, where she talked too much, too fast, and said weird things and made a fool of herself, but as if she was afraid of making someone mad. Maybe Cassandra's parents were really strict. Maybe her mom didn't want anyone to eat her gourmet ice cream. Parker hadn't heard a single sound in the huge house. But then again, the carpet was so thick it was like walking in snow. Cassandra led her back downstairs and to the kitchen, where she pulled several pints of ice cream out of a huge freezer. Parker tried not to babble at her while they made sundaes in glass dishes, adding whipped cream and maraschino cherries. "I didn't know you could just buy these at the store," Parker said, contemplating how many of the cherries she could reasonably dig out of the jar with her fork before it got weird. "You can buy anything if you know where to get it." Cassandra hadn't taken as much ice cream, but then again, she could help herself anytime she wanted, while Parker might never have a chance like this again. "I have this weird uncle in Florida who once bought an 8-foot-long stuffed alligator." "Like a stuffed animal or an animal that's been stuffed? I mean, soft and fluffy or scaly and hard?" "Big difference, right?" Cassandra laughed. "Scaly and hard. He still has his teeth. His name is Gerald." Before Parker could ask, she added, "The alligator is Gerald. My uncle is Robert." "Also a big difference. Hopefully Robert also still has teeth, too." When they laughed together, Parker had the realization that this might be the best moment of her life. Laughing over weird facts with Cassandra DeVecchio while eating gourmet ice cream. Surely this project would make Cassandra see what a cool person Parker was. And maybe she'd get a coveted invite to the lunch table she shared with KJ and Olivia. And... there was a thump from overhead, and Cassandra's eyes darted to the stairs before she turned back to Parker with a grin. "My dad was the chef of this really big hotel, and once a movie star ordered an ostrich egg, and they had to go find one at, like, midnight. And then he had to make the world's biggest omelet." "Did he taste it? Because I read somewhere that ostrich eggs taste about the same as chicken eggs, although it depends on what they eat, because sometimes ostriches eat chicken feed, and sometimes they eat bugs and lizards." "Oh, he totally tasted it. Good chefs don't send out anything without tasting it. He said it tasted about the same, but they made him put salsa and all these veggies in it, so it kind of blurred the taste. What's the point, right? Just use 24 normal eggs if you're going to drench it in hot sauce." "I always wondered what weird eggs tasted like." Cassandra swirled her ice cream together. "I've had duck and quail. Duck eggs are very rich, and quail eggs are really teeny. We had them raw on sushi.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?